This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Less than a week after Hurricane Ida ravaged the U.S. Gulf Coast, President Joe Biden was in Louisiana Friday to get an up-close view of the damage and offer assistance from the federal government. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Uprooted trees and blue tarps covering shredded houses could be seen as Air Force One was landing.
I promise we're going to have your back so this gets done.
The president heard from people like Jacqueline Hotard, the president of St. John the Baptist Parish.
Our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance.
The president wants to see the rebuilding hold up when the next big storm hits.
It seems to me we can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain for our constituents if we build back, we build it back in a better way.
Deputies are warning people returning to areas outside New Orleans to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Joe Biden has directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The executive order issued Friday directs the Justice Department and other executive branch agencies to begin the process to declassify certain documents about the run-up to the 9/11 attacks. The order is a significant victory for victims' families in their years-long battle with the government over what information could be made public. Last month, many relatives, survivors, and first responders said they didn't want President Biden to participate in 9/11 memorial events if the documents remain classified. The Biden order requires declassified documents to be released over the next 6 months. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website.